also going to get two of my personal favorites. One of them is Chief Justice Warner Burger and the Supremes singing my song, BB Love. And also, this exciting tape.
Mr. President, do you swear that the testimony that you shall give to the Senate Select Committee on Presidential Campaign Activities shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
No, not about Watergate. That might be embarrassing. I would certainly not be standing here answering these questions unless Congress put a gun to our head. That's our American system. It's a lousy system. I frankly wish we hadn't had a system at all, then I wouldn't have to answer this question.
Let me ask you something that I think is very important.
Would you mind asking me about the milk?
I don't.
You will? Fine. I'll answer this and then I'll go to the milk in the back.
Right. President Nixon, who is the author of the White House horrors?
I wrote one and I will stand by it. I signed it.
Is that your X mark?
Certainly. I signed everything I can this way. Yeah.
I'll ask you, as a lawyer, if you do not think that surreptitious entry or burglary and the electronic surveillance and penetration constituted a violation of the Fourth Amendment.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I specifically ordered the entrance into Dr. Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office. I personally thought it was a stupid thing to do.
Did you advise the participants that they were essentially participating in a conspiracy to commit a crime?
There's some things about this I haven't told them, but we saved half the cost.
President Nixon, isn't it the fact that you didn't want the American people to find out about it?
Yes. There was something on those tapes that it wouldn't be wise to get out. And I directed the White House counsel, Mr. Brizard, to keep the recording from the public, to make sure that there are difficulties in hearing them. I mean to suggest by that that the judge, by listening to them, will not be able to get the facts.
What about the raising of funds to pay off the defendants?
Mr. Hunt's attorney asked for $120,000 in money to be paid to him, or he would tell things about Watergate. Now, why did I pay this amount? It wasn't because of the deductions for, shall we say, a cattle ranch, or interest, or, you know, all these gimmicks that you got where you can deduct from, which most of you know about, I'm sure. But the reason was this. We're guilty of something. I obstructed justice. But then the question was raised, how could you possibly have had the money? Where did you get it? Well, I'm a crook. I profited from public service. I made a lot of money. And I'm not claiming I was worth it. I have $1 million in campaign funds. And so that's where the money came from.
I'm going to repeat a question that was asked of you by a senator anyway. And I'd like to have an answer to it. Senator Inouye asked you, to what length are you now willing to go to deceive in an effort to avoid further implication?
First, just to put it all out, I'll give you $47,000 and a 1958 Oldsmobile that needs an overhaul.
Let me ask you about one more piece of testimony. The meeting on March the 22nd, which you had with Mr. Haldeman, Ehrlichman, and Dean.
That weekend, I was in the John with Mr. Peterson. No, seriously, I hold that it probably doesn't make any difference whether they're tried or not, because that's our American system. I know that this group has asked very good questions and very appropriate ones. I was hoping you'd ask me about the milk. Well, since you haven't raised some of these subjects, I'll raise them myself. This administration, in 1971, raised the support price for milk as a quid pro quo for a promise by the milk producers that they would contribute substantial amounts, anywhere from 100,000 to 2 million to 10 million to our campaign. And that's why it was done. And that's the truth.